Blog Talk Radio.
How about clapping your hands with me tonight? Come on. Come on.
The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me on Victory Against All Odds Kingdom Living. I am your host, Prophetess Donice Benton, and thank you for joining me on today, on this wonderful Wednesday. We just thank God for each and every one of you. I am so excited about joining, spreading the gospel family, and I hope that you will enjoy my small portion of the Word of God as for the people of God. And so thank you again for joining me. Again, I'm excited. This is Prophetess Benton. Victory Against All Odds, Kingdom Living. And so today I just wanted to just take a few minutes to introduce myself. I am here in Raleigh, North Carolina. My email address is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that is odds_against_U@yahoo.com. And so thank you again for joining me. Victory Against All Odds is a family talk show where we talk about the struggles, the hard subjects that you generally don't hear on a Sunday morning sitting in a church environment. So we talk about the things that they told us to pray about when we were coming up in church. They told you to pray about those things and take it to the Lord in prayer. I am all for prayer, but sometimes we need a little extra help. They told you to pray, but they did not provide instructions on how to overcome some of the struggles, such as child abuse, such as depression, such as struggling with drug addictions and things of that nature. But I wanted to come and share kingdom living because there is a word that goes along with some of the struggles that we may face in life, the adversities, the pressures of life. So let's talk. Let's talk. Let's see what the word has to say as we talk about kingdom living in everyday life. You can also reach me on my website, www.VAAO, so that's VAAO at Weebly, WEEBLY.com. Again, that's www.VAAO.Weebly.com. So thank you again for joining me, for listening, for welcoming me to the family spreading the gospel. And as we talk about, you know, the various adversities that we have in life, the various struggles, I wanted to just give you just a little segment of how we endure, how we how do we overcome, how do we get through those struggles. And so I wanted to just go to the Word of God for a little bit and just talk about what we could do to overcome those struggles. But before we do that, I did want to just open up with a little bit of prayer. And so, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for being God. We thank you for our life. We thank you for breath. We thank you for wealth. We thank you for health. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives. Father, we ask that you forgive us for every sin. Father, we thank you for giving us strength to stand during adversity. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us. Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for him being a living sacrifice for a debt that we could not pay. And we thank you, Father, for what you're about to do, even as we continue through the rest of this year, 2019. Father, we thank you for the plans that you have for our life, our purpose. And Father, let us not abort, praise the Lord, let us not abort the plan that you have for our life or our footsteps. Father, let us hear your voice so that we understand and we know the steps that we are to take. We thank you, Father, for just being able to give us instructions and that we obey. Father, let us obey every word, every instruction. Give us strength to uphold our leaders. Father, give us strength, Father, to just be able to walk out that which you have planned for our life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you again for joining me. I thank you for just being able to allow me to come on and just share a word with you. Nothing long, nothing complicated. Just want to talk about what God has for us in our lives. And so as we talk about how to withstand during our struggles, how we overcome when we have adversity, I wanted to just talk about or give a conversation to what the Word has to say concerning what we do when life doesn't deal us favor. So let's go to the Word of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And we're going to talk about the strength to stand through adversity. We're going to talk about what we do when we are weary and we're tired and we're ready to give up. So go to 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. And it simply reads this: we are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. So oftentimes when we're going through, we say, we find someone to blame or something to blame, or we always accuse enemy of being responsible for something that just might be our fault. And I know you're like, did you just say that? Yes, I did. I said that it could just be your fault. It could be the decision that you made. It could be that life just happened. Nonetheless, we need to take a really good hard look in the mirror, and we need to be honest with ourselves and determine whether it's a decision that we made or life happened to us, what we need to do. Because we often find ourselves, we're caught off guard, or we're surprised that this thing happened to us, and we have no idea what to do. And it may be like a feeling like a punch in the stomach. It may feel like you got the wind knocked out of you. But nonetheless, there is instructions when adversity comes. So what should we do? Did you ever stop to think that adversity is God's way of getting our attention? All too often, we become engulfed with our own plans, our own goals, our own projects, our own self. And in the process of being distracted from the things of this world, we get distracted because we're too busy trying to do this thing because someone else did it, or we're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or we want what we want. And in the process of doing something that maybe we forgot to consult God about, we become drained. We become fatigued. We become pressed down. We become perplexed about that situation. We may even feel abandoned because there's nobody to talk to. There's nobody to listen to what it is that we perhaps got ourselves in because we made a decision. We forgot to consult God. We forgot to look to the hills which comes our help. We forgot to wait on instructions. We were disobedient to our leaders. Did I say that? Yes, I did. Because we have to speak power to truth. We have to, or truth to power. We have to look in the mirror and we have to know and be true to ourselves, recognizing that sometimes it was us. It wasn't the enemy. It wasn't the person across the street. It wasn't the deacon. It wasn't your pastor. It wasn't your leader. It wasn't your overseer. It wasn't your friend. It wasn't your family. It was you. Or maybe it was done unto you. And now you're having feelings of regret, feelings of confusion, feelings of unforgiveness. Uh-oh. Did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. What are we going to do with those feelings, those thoughts? We need to take it to the Lord in prayer. And so now we're in a place where we're feeling perplexed. We're feeling crushed. We're feeling abandoned. We're feeling like there's nobody that would understand us. So guess what? Now we've taken it on this issue by ourselves. We try to figure out what we're going to do, how you're going to resolve it, how you're going to fix it. Does that work? Have you tried it before? Did it work? Did it work for you? Perhaps it didn't. Or maybe it worked for a little while, but then it didn't last long enough. And you're still here. You are again, right back where you started 6 months ago, last year, 3 years ago, and you just seem to end up right back where you started. Now, you're embarrassed. You don't want to talk to someone because you feel like you failed, you've fallen, and you can't get back up. But thanks be unto the Lord. We serve a God who is able to pick us up, dust us off, and put us right back on the path that we were supposed to go on, because now he has your attention. And all the while, God was patiently trying to teach us a lesson. Sadly, we find ourselves going around that same mountain year after year, being weary, heavy-laden, because we never thought to ask ourselves, God, what is the lesson in this? Or, God, did I miss something? Did I hear you? Did I miss you? Did I misinterpret the instruction? It was all in your head. You're frustrated. You're tired. And we're simply ready to say, you know what? Forget this. I'm not doing this no more. I was doing better when I wasn't saved. I was doing better when I was in the world. And this just seems to be too hard for me to bear. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. The reason I beg to differ is because there's instructions that God has given us. And so I come today in this short period of time just to say, God has a word for you, if you be honest. So when adversity comes, we suddenly face with problems and pressures that are way too big for us to solve. And adversity comes, and it continues, and it drains us because we live in this flesh suit. And today, God is just giving us an invitation to become more and more attractive, to draw us closer to him. Because, again, we try to handle it all by ourselves. So what does the word say as we talk about kingdom living in our everyday life? Matthew 11 and 28 to 30 tells it best. And it simply tells us to come. Come unto me, all the that labor and are heavy laden. And when you come, what is he going to do? God says, I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest. Come and rest. Let me say that one more time. Come and rest. It seems strange that our blessed Lord Jesus Christ should invite a weary and heavy-laden man to get rest. But did it ever occur to you that adversity is our assurance? God loves us. I can hear you saying, why would I say such a thing? Well, look at the scripture. He didn't leave anyone out. He included every sort of unsatisfied soul, whether it was those who were unsatisfied with idleness or with ease, or those with pleasures and treasure, those who are self-indulgent or self-gratification, those who have been rejected and mishandled, or plain fatigued by bearing, praise the Lord, heavy burdens way too long without rest. My God. Think about that. You've been handling this and trying to figure it out all by yourself without rest. And so the Bible tells us to come and take rest. See, you were included. You are either among the weary ones or among the heavy laden ones. Well, which one am I? Does it matter? Why do you need to figure that out? I'm not quite sure. You really don't need to figure that out, whether you are the weary one or the heavy laden one. Because what's most important is that Jesus says to all, come unto me. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. In other words, cease from your own work and just rest. I got you. I got this. So, it's just that simple. Ooh, glory be to God. In closing, we all know by now, because the word tells us, that there will be trials. There will be disappointment. You will be persecuted, and temptation will come in this walk. Even so, we must, as a body of believers, we must be on guard, beloved, and stand to these things and stand on the word of God, that we don't fall under pressure of this world or become heavy laden or heavy burdened. While we are busy about the cares of the world, while we're busy taking care of family ministry and all that pertains to us as individuals, we still must be on guard. We still must give it unto the Lord. We lay our burdens at the altar. We look to the hill, which comes our help, praise God. And so I've been guilty of this in the past. I did this and I tried to figure that, and I tried to handle it on my own, and I was too prideful to let anybody know that I couldn't figure it out, that I failed, that I was hurt, that I was abused, that I was mistreated or mishandled, or I was confused in my mind, or whatever that thing was. Don't do that. Don't let that be you. I bid you today to come. Come unto Christ. Come unto him. He says, come unto me and rest. That means just give it over to him and you rest. After all, he is a strong power. He's a high power. He's watching over us. He has already mapped out our plan of life. He's already ordered your footsteps. He already knows the way that you're going to take. And the word of God already has told us we're victorious. Don't fret. Just come. Will you come? Will you rest? Will you give it up? Will you look in the mirror? Will you just surrender? Will you sell out on today? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've got about 5 minutes left. And so I just want to say this one thing, and we're going to close. As I was studying and reading, I came across a good quote from George Muller. And he says best about enduring and when we have trials. He says, to learn strong faith is to endure great trials. I'm going to say that again. To learn strong faith is to endure great trials. And he says, I have learned my faith by standing firm amidst severe testing. So I say, and before we close out, your faith is made strong through your adversity, your testing. Just remember that God is in the midst of it, so that you don't have to think that you are all alone. But I bid you to remember and never forget that it is God that's ordering your footsteps. All you have to do is act, seek, and knock. And when you do those things, God will give you instructions on how to be victorious against those odds. And in the conclusion, when you get on the other side, you'll know that you have strong faith that enabled you to endure that great trial. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Again, this is your host. Thank you for tuning in on today. I'll be with you every Wednesday at 2 o'clock right here on Spreading the Gospel on Victory Against All Odds, Kingdom Living. Thank you for tuning in. And may you have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We feel this
house in worship.
We fill this house with glory.
We fill this house with praise. Oh, my God,
Jehovah.
Your spirit
falls.